At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, April 25th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate with 15 games across the diamond here tonight and go toward a big matchup at Tropicana Field between the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. Currently, the Tampa Bay Rays are listed as a minus 165 home favorite with Houston Astros a plus 150 road dog, and the total in this game is 7.5. Now going to this matchup, the Tampa Bay Rays own the best record in Major League Baseball at 20-3. They just took Monday's series opener against Houston 8-3, cashing pretty easily as a minus 200 home favorite. In tonight's rematch, the Astros, who are 12-11, send out righty Luis Garcia, who's 1-2 with a 5.14 ERA. It'll be opposed by Tampa Bay righty Drew Rasmussen, who's 3-1 with a 2.01 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like pros are saying, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's just continue to ride Tampa Bay, especially at home, where, by the way, they are 14-0 now, still undefeated. But a lot of respect and money pouring in on the Rays here. This game opened with Tampa Bay listed as low as a minus 145 home favorite, and now the Rays have been steamed up all the way to minus 165. Some books are even a little bit higher, up toward minus 170. So Tampa Bay is receiving roughly 75% of bets and dollars, kind of both pro and Joe support, where the public is saying, hey, Tampa's just so good, 20-3, they never lose, we might as well bet them. Whereas wise guys seem to be saying, hey, there's value on Tampa Bay at this number, especially at the opener, when they open as low as minus 145. Again, maybe pros had this thing capped around minus 165, minus 170. So as soon as that line dropped, what pros do is they are kind of what differentiates pros from casual bettors, that pros set their own numbers. They kind of operate as their own sports book. So probably maybe they had closer to a minus 170 opener. So an open minus 145, they didn't say, hey, let's bet Tampa because they're awesome and they're 20-3. No, they said let's bet Tampa because there's value in that number based upon their projection, because they identified an edge, which would be an advantage over the sports books. So a lot of movement here toward Tampa Bay, a lot of steam Tampa Bay would also match quite a few systems, just favorites in general this year. Again, it's been pretty much a chalk. Chalk's done very well since COVID. Really, that's what we've seen here over the last three or four years, or maybe even 5 years at this point. It's hard to keep track ever since COVID hit. But anyway, favorite so far in baseball this year, 207 and 124, 63% overall, about a 2.5% ROI. If you bet every favorite, $100 in every favorite, you're up almost $800 just overall in general. And again, it's not something I would advise betting every favorite in any other sport because you're probably down a big amount here. But baseball, again, we have seen chalk do very well. So favorites have done well. We also have non-division favorites with steam 10 cents or more, 63 and 33 this year, 66% with a 6% ROI. Non-division favorites off a win, 85 and 45, 65%. And just in general, favorites with steam 10 cents or more with the favorite edge. And also the steam is an indication of smart money in your direction. That's 83 and 48, 63%. So a lot of matches here on Tampa Bay at home. Also, Tampa Bay has great correlative betting value. I think it's a mistake. It's not the fault of the public because you don't really think to do this. But always, you know, at least peek at the total when you're looking to bet a side because it can have an influence there on the edge that you may perceive based on the favorite or the dog here. Because if you're looking at a favorite, then you want a low total. Because a low total, and again, in baseball, the line of demarcation is usually 8.5. If you're 8 or less, that's a low total. If you're 9 or higher, that's a high total. But if you're on a favorite, you want a low total, because the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they're going to come from quote-unquote the better team. Whereas if you're on a dog, you want a high total, because more expected runs scored, more variance, more upset opportunities. So correlative betting would favor Tampa here as a minus 165 favorite now with a total in this game of 7.5. It actually opened at 8, the total. It's down to 7.5. So anytime you see a line moving toward the favorite and toward the under, always a good sign there. Again, the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely coming from the better team. Then also Tampa in this spot, they're 20-2 as a favorite. They're 14-2 against righties. As I mentioned, a perfect 14-0 at home. Tampa also has the better hitting. They're hitting 287 versus 252 for Houston, and the better pitching as well, 2.72 ERA versus a 3.44 ERA. So it's like deja vu all over again. But rode the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday as one of Josh's sweats. I'm doing it again here tonight, looking at Tampa Bay with a big sharp line move, minus 165 at home tonight at the drop.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward another early game in Major League Baseball here tonight. Let's go to an interleague showdown at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time between the Texas Rangers and the Cincinnati Reds. Currently, we have the Texas Rangers listed as a minus 150 road favorite, with the Cincinnati Reds a plus 135 home dog, and the total in this game is 9.5. Now going to this matchup, the Reds 8-15. They just stole last night's interleague series opener 7-6. Winning late, coming back in that game after the Texas bullpen imploded. They won 7-6 as a plus 100 home dog. Tonight's rematch, the Rangers, who are 14-8, send out lefty Martin Perez, who's 3-1 with a 3.38 ERA this year. And he'll be facing Cincinnati righty Luke Weaver, who's 0-1 with an ERA of 6. So what have we seen across the board here and across the market? Well, a lot of respected money laying the chalk with the Texas Rangers here today. This game opened with the Rangers listed as low as a minus 125 road favorite. Now we've seen the Rangers get steamed up all the way to minus 150. So quite a bit of movement in their favor. And again, it's really not public bettors that move numbers. It's always wise guys. Reason why they're called wise guys is they have respect to the books. They have win at a high rate. They have a track record of success. So when they get down, they cause the odds makers to adjust the line. But if you're looking at the betting percentages here, roughly 70% of bets and dollars on the Texas Rangers here, that would indicate a mix of both pro and Joe support. And then also a lot of system matches on the Texas Rangers. Number one would be interleague favorites. The lack of familiarity really benefiting, quote unquote, the better team. In interleague play this year, just take the favorite. Very simple. It's 55-34, 62% with a 3% ROI. Would also match the number one system in Major League Baseball for me this year, a non-division road favorite. Very simple. But if you're a non-division road favorite this year, you're 62-26, 70% win rate, a 20% return on investment. Has been a fantastic system overall. We also have favorites who missed the postseason last year. So it's kind of a buy low. The public kind of says, you know, I know these favorites might be doing well. My inclination is to bet a favorite, but you didn't make the playoffs last year. You're not very good. I can't lay a minus number with you. But actually buying low on those teams who missed the playoffs, if they're favored, they're 87-49, 64%. The 7% ROI. We also have non-division favorites with steam 10 cents or more, 63-30, 366% with a 6% ROI. So quite a few system matches here on the Texas Rangers. Also, the Rangers in this spot have been pretty profitable. They're 9-5 as a favorite. They're 11-5 against righties. Texas will also lean on their better hitting, hitting 264 versus 232 for Cincinnati. And then also better pitching. You don't really think of the Rangers as a good pitching team. Usually they always hit, but never pitch. But this year, their pitching's been pretty decent. 3.46 ERA as a team versus 5.06 for Cincinnati. And also run differential. Just a very easy way to snapshot how good or bad a team is based on kind of their opponents. Plus 59 run differential for Texas, minus 21 for the Cincinnati Reds here. So quite a bit of money pouring in on the Texas Rangers as an interleague favorite system match. I'm going Rangers here at minus 150. Big steam in a big interleague matchup tonight, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. NFL Draft Week is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on the Tampa Bay Rays. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The Rays have been fantastic to bet on this year. I don't want to bet on them just because they're really good, but if they're playing very well and they have steam in a lot of system matches, then boom, I can justify playing the very popular play here with Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay has that great steam move in their favor, going from as low as minus 145 up to minus 165, correlative betting, favorite low total, non-division favorite system match. So I feel pretty decent about sweating the Rays here tonight once again. And almost feels like if you like the Rays, you got to bet them overnight, early, as soon as the line opens. But give me the Rays, minus 165 as my first Josh's Sweat. My second Josh's Sweat, let's go with the Texas Rangers. Just mentioned them a second ago, but a very similar steam move on a road team here. Opening minus 125, now up to minus 150. They would match that interleague favorite system match as well as non-division road favorites, our number one play there in Major League Baseball. 20% ROI. It's been great all year. So give me the Rangers to bounce back after their bullpen blew it last night, minus 150. And then I got one more for you. And ironically, it's another weird 6:35, 6:40 p.m. start. But let's go to Baltimore. Let's go to Camden Yards. Let's get some crab legs. What do you guys think? And maybe some crab cakes in Baltimore, because that's what Baltimore does. But seriously, I used to go to Baltimore. I have some relatives who live in Silver Spring, Maryland. Me and my dad would always go see the Red Sox play the Baltimore Orioles, and we'd go to this place, Obrecki's, which is right by the ballpark. I don't even know if it's still there. My dad loves crabs. We'd spend all day eating crabs and going to see the Red Sox. So always good memories going down to Camden Yards. But anyway, no time to reminisce here. From a betting perspective, I'm going Baltimore here, guys. Give me the O's. Got the O's at minus 160. Baltimore, again, at home against Boston here. Boston's 12-12. Baltimore's 15-7. But you did see Baltimore win the opener yesterday, 5-4, cashing as a plus 105 home dog. Pitching matchup here in the rematch, you have Corey Kluber on the bump for the Red Sox, who's really struggled since he came over as a free agent. 0-4 with an 8.50 ERA. He'll be facing Kyle Bradish, who's a righty, 1-0 with an ERA of 0.00. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, a lot of big steam and movement toward the O's. Baltimore opened as low as a minus 140 home favorite. The O's have been now steamed up all the way to minus 160. So a lot of movement in favor of Baltimore, telling me the respected bettors laid the chalk here with the O's. We mentioned chalk in general, 62% this year. But favorites with steam 10 cents or more, 63%. And then my best system will be a favorite who missed the postseason. We mentioned that just matched with the Texas Rangers. But same thing here. Buying low, didn't make the playoffs. Public says, how can I lay a minus number with you? But nope, buying low in that spot. Now 87-49, 64% with a 7% return on investment. Also, both teams about the same in terms of hitting. They're hitting 250, but much better pitching here for Baltimore. 4.12 ERA versus 5.12 for Boston. Also, from a betting perspective, pretty good bet split in favor of Baltimore. They're only getting 60% of bets, so very slight majority of bets, but almost 80% of the money is on Baltimore here. So that really tells you that, you know, even though you're getting 6 out of 10 bets, $8 out of $10, that tells me that the bets in your direction are really bigger, sharper, maybe nickel or dime bettors, $500 or $1,000 bets here. coming in on Baltimore. So it's always a good thing when you're getting at least 10% more money than you are bets. That tells me that, again, those wagers in your favor are bigger, sharper bets. But also in this spot, Baltimore's been profitable a bet here as a favorite. Baltimore is 9-1. They're 8-4 against righties. They're 8-3 at home. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, 5-7 as a dog, 6-8 against righties, and 5-6 on the road. So all losing spots here for Boston tonight. Then also, I can tell you just as a Red Sox fan, I have the over 78.5 win total, so they're kind of on target at 12-12. But one thing that that we've seen with Boston over the last few years, they really do not play well inside the division. Inside the division this year against divisional opponents, the Red Sox are 2-6. And since the start of last year, they're 28-56, only winning 33% of the time. So if you want to be a good team, you got to win in your division first. Red Sox really haven't done that recently. And with Baltimore taking this big steam, this is a system match for me on the O's. So I'm going O's at -160 with Texas -150 and Tampa Bay at -165. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, April 25th. But a reminder, it's NFL Draft Week. There's a lot going on in the sports betting world right now. Let VSiN help you along in your sports betting journey by giving you insight, breakdowns, recommendations from respected bettors. Easiest thing if you want more VSiN in your life is to sign up for a free newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit, and then you'll be on the email list. And you'll get the VSiN Daily every morning, waking up to great sports betting content, letting you know what's going on in the betting world, all the big games that day, as well as what's going on at VSiN. As I mentioned, it's the NFL draft this week, so if you're looking for more draft coverage, NBA and NHL playoffs, obviously grinding baseball every day, we have you covered there, as well as we'd love to have you become a member at VSiN. VSiN.com/subscribe, only $9.99, $10. That could be your first full month of service, even if you just want to get it for the drafts, so you can crush your prop bets. I would highly recommend it. When you become a member, you get everything we offer. All the articles behind the paywall, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, as well as those great DraftKings percentages as well. Of course, follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Tuesday. I'll be on Lombardi Line this afternoon with my buddy Stormy, my buddies Stormy and Pritch. So I'm excited for that. And then keep an eye out for the Market Insights pod. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Probably have some more MLB best bets. Maybe mix in a couple postseason bets and probably have some more NFL draft bets. I have an experiment going where I'm bookmarking the odds. I'm leaning a lot on late steam. Seems to be very predictive over the years as I've monitored it. So let's see where these numbers are moving. So probably have some prop bets here on the Market Insights pod. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Tuesday. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.